Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 5th. You'll be interested to know, 317 years ago, today in 1709, Europe's coldest winter in 500 years began to take hold. It would kill hundreds of thousands of people, make travel and trade nearly impossible, and disrupt two wars. Climatologists are still trying to understand the cause of what became known as the Great Frost. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves around 4 to 5 feet. Conditions will drop to 3 to 4 plus feet by 7, then settle at 2 to 4 feet by noon. Winds are sideshore at 10 to 11 mile per hour, tapering slightly to 6 mile per hour in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 3 p.m., with the 1 foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 7 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 6.5 feet at 9:45 a.m., followed by a -1.5 foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions with waves around 2 feet throughout the day on Tuesday. Wednesday sees a solid 3-plus-foot swell, but winds shift to choppy by afternoon. Thursday offers the most size, ranging from 3 to 5 feet, with favorable morning conditions before winds increase later. This morning, showers and thunderstorms is likely, and it feels like 58 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms likely before 10 this morning, with a chance of heavy rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 64, along with a light breeze. Tonight, expect a slight chance of rain showers between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, a low of 53, and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday is mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after 10 a.m. and a high near 65, with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night remains mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers before 4 a.m. and a low around 52. Then Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 65 and a mild night near 51. Sunny conditions continue Thursday and Friday with highs near 66 and 68. And overnight lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, with the city of San Diego set to charge for parking at Balboa Park on Monday, the newly installed meters and kiosks were vandalized. Parking kiosks and meters had a paste blocking card readers, coin slots, and the receipt dispenser. The city is aware of the vandalism and will review the damages in the coming days. A spokesperson stated that parking fees will still transpire regardless of the damages. Visitors should plan on paying for parking or risk a citation, as the city encourages use of text payments or the Park Smarter app. Paid parking will take effect on Monday at 8 a.m. Now on to sports. Those who tuned into the Sunday night football matchup between the Ravens and Steelers last night ended the regular season with a treat, as the two AFC North rivals went blow for blow, resulting in the Steelers escaping with a 26-24 win and the AFC North crown. How they got there, though, might have been an act of divine intervention. Ravens kicker Tyler Loop sliced a kick wide right of the uprights as time expired, gifting the Steelers the win and answering the prayers of many Steelers faithful. Prior to the game, a priest was seen blessing an end zone with holy water, the same end zone where Loop's missed field goal try occurred. With this victory, Pittsburgh secured the last remaining ticket to the 2025 NFL playoffs. Pittsburgh will defend home turf against the Houston Texans on January 13th in the wild card round. And now the NFL playoff picture is heating up with six wild card matchups showcasing thrilling drama. The Packers and Bears rivalry resumes after splitting recent games, while the Bills face Jacksonville's league-leading defense. Justin Herbert seeks his first playoff win against a Patriots team that finished second in the AFC. The Texans arrive in Pittsburgh, riding a 9-game winning streak. And with Matthew Stafford making an MVP case, the Rams aim to rebound against the Panthers. In local sports, the Denver Broncos secure the American Football Conference's top playoff seed with a 19-3 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers backups. The Chargers struggled, committing two turnovers and ending two drives with turnovers on downs. Broncos kicker Will Lutz went 4-for-4 on field goals, tying the franchise record for most victories in a season with 14. Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh focused on their upcoming wild card game against New England. In top news, going meat free for just a few weeks can trigger surprising changes, from gut bacteria shifts to lower cholesterol. Research suggests that brief periods without meat can lead to weight loss, improved heart health, and changes in gut and immune systems. Replacing calorie-dense meats with fiber-rich plant foods can help reduce overeating and promote weight loss. Studies indicate that vegetarian diets can lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels, reducing the risk of heart disease. Additionally, early findings suggest that a plant-based diet may enhance immune function. However, experts caution that smart food choices are essential for optimal health. In business news, stocks finished trading on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the major indexes higher to open the new year, as investors began to evaluate the 2026 landscape. For the holiday abbreviated week, the blue chip Dow gained 319 points, or 0.66%. The benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 picked up 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite finished just below the flat line. The first full week of trading in 2026 will see economic data get back on track after last year's disruption. The December jobs report is expected to show a slowdown in hiring, with non-farm payrolls projected to grow by 55,000. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% over the weekend to $93,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 14% to $2.15. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have just measured the mass of a rogue planet about the same size as Saturn, for the first time. These planets drift through interstellar space without a star, making them challenging to study. Led by Subodhan of Peking University, the research team analyzed how the planets gravity-bent light from a distant star. This microlensing event was observed from both Earth and the now-retired Gaia Space Observatory. The study marks a breakthrough for understanding these mysterious cosmic bodies, with hopes for further research using NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope, set to launch in September. Entertainment news. William H. Macy, one of the stars of Dan Fogelman's upcoming NFL drama on Hulu, pulled the curtain a bit on the series, which had been shrouded in secrecy. Macy revealed the title and setting of the anticipated series, saying it's about a football team, nominally the Cleveland Browns. It's called The Land, because that's what people from Cleveland call it. He expressed his excitement, stating, "The plots are so profound, and I'm having the time of my life." The series features Chris Maloney as the head coach, with Macy playing the team owner. Macy added, "The NFL is completely behind our show, so we've got complete access." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.